king, better than diamond ring. That's why we're here to sing football. Sunday in the snow, referees whistle blows. Weekend warriors toe to toe, football.
So old timers, do you remember the names like Bronco Nagurski and Night Train Lane, Bulldog Turner, my man Sam Huff, in the snow and the mud, they were still real tough. Crazy Leg Church, and remember Raymond Berry asked me if they hit hard, and I'll say Berry, Paul, Christian, Buddy, Young Lady Moore, it's them I adore, they seem to always score. Ed Sprinkle, defensive end for those years, Gene Big Daddy Liston was the man to fear. You have Steve Van Buren and Otto Graham, Johnny Unitas had the arm of a Superman. We had Charlie Trippi and Gino Marquette. If you're searching for a champion, they're your best bet. Which I could quarterback, like Johnny Lou Jack or even Sid Luckman, as a matter of fact. Do you remember Red Brains, the galloping ghost? He could do a 95 running coast to coast. You had Norm Van Brocklin, a real great player, so swift with his moves that he could be mayor. Why ain't Tittle, Ally Madison? Hey, I remember all those guys from back in the days.
It's the sort of game, better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing football. Sunday in the snow, referees whistle blows, weekend warriors toe to toe. Football, 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 football.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Kelly Mike. We're coming at you with a hot new episode of CMT Firestorm. We're bringing the best, brightest, and boldest in the world of football, both college and professional. I am up here in Northern California, and it is storming like Norman. My goodness, it is cold. Cold and windy and raining. And wow, I'm looking here at some early reports that Matt Ryan has just won the MVP of the Pro Football Writers, which means he might, like I say, might go ahead and win it for the league. He had a monster season, man. He passed for 69%. Almost 5,000 yards with 38 TDs and only 7 picks for 117 quarterback rating. That is monster. He was hitting at 9.26 a pass. That's monster, man. He led the league in total quarterback rating. He had a monster season. You can't take anything away from old boy this year. I really didn't think that, everybody was on Brad. I didn't think Tom Brady should have really had a chance to win it. I mean, if Brady had a chance to win it, that means Derek Carr should have had a chance to win it. Because Brady missed 4 games due to suspension. Derek Carr only missed, 2 games. Well, really 1 game in the season. That was due to injury. So, I'm glad they didn't do what everybody thought they were going to do and give it to old touchdown Tom. Man, we had some monster season. The quarterback play this year was monster anyway, man. I mean, I'm just looking at him. I mean, you had Sam Bradford. Sam Bradford passed for 71% on the year. Kirk Cousins had an excellent year, 69%. Drew Breesy passed for over 5,000 yards again. He's going to end up being the NFL passing yards leader by the time this is all over, I believe. I mean, I don't see him, you know, I don't see him stopping. People keep saying, you know, I think maybe that the Saints' window of winning might be over for a Super Bowl, but I mean, I don't see him slowing down really. I mean, he passed for 70% this year for 5,200 yards and 37 touchdowns. So, you had Aaron Rodgers, who kind of did a really big late push. But, yeah, Matt Ryan, to me, he was clearly the guy this year. Like I say, I would have had him, Derek Carr, and my third guy up there might surprise people. My third guy might have been Le'Veon Bell. I think he is so, I mean, and that's with, you know, Ben Roethlisberger. But I think Bell is. He's very, very important to that that Steelers team. And he's just a juggernaut out there on the rush, man. My goodness. I mean, he missed. I think he missed four games and still rushed for 1,200 yards, averaged 105 yards a game. Yeah. We only had 12 running backs break 1,000 yards this year. Wow, Melvin Gordon was right there with 997. Yeah, we only had 12 running backs break 1,000 yards this year. So, you know, keep that in the perspective. And, I mean, like I said, some of them just had 1,000, you know, Devontae Freeman, Lamar Miller, Mark Ingram, Frank Gore were all right there at around 1,000. Todd Gurley had a big regression this year, big regression. He only rushed for 800 yards. On 3.2 yards a carry. Huge regression. People were expecting him to be a top five, maybe even lead the league in rushing this year. But looks like the Gurley man, looks like he couldn't do it. I want to talk about this situation that happened at the University of Oregon with these players. Basically got ran into the ground. Then you had trying to look up here. You had another offensive lineman up at Northern Michigan. Anthony Herbert passed away at 20 years old.
I'm in Bristol, Virginia. And now I'm in Bristol, Tennessee. No matter which state in the country you live in, you could save hundreds on car insurance by switching to Geico.
You know, football. I don't know. It's weird, man. Some people, I I have a problem with this because, you know, like I said, kind of I had a situation like this, you know, personally. And motivating people and then pushing people too far, two totally different things. You know, the situation in Oregon, you had a new coach, and I'm pretty sure he wanted to make a name for himself at that school and let everybody know who he was and, you know, show people that he was tough. And he was from the South, you know, just came from USF. And, of course, there's the perception in the South that everything west of the Mississippi is soft or, you know, not tough and punks and this and that. So, you know, they have to show us the way that they do it in the South or whatever. Yet three different players had to be hospitalized within their first week of this new training that was going on up there, which to me is ridiculous. You can only, you don't know. I mean, in my opinion, a coach shouldn't want to run players into the ground. There's no reason to do that. You know, it turned out this guy isn't even a licensed trainer. This coach who was up in Oregon, he doesn't have a degree in sports medicine, sports science, anything like that. You know, when you're working out, you don't want to run your muscles into the ground where they start eating themselves or eat other, because that's what happens. Your muscles are going to, you know, they start tearing your body down, basically. Your body breaks down. You know, you want to push your muscles and work them out. Then give them adequate nutrients, water, and time to recharge and refresh. That's, you know, that's the way bodies work. That's how it's supposed to work. But it seems like this guy gets exhaustion and it's just sad when you see that. And like I said, I don't know the whole situation about Northern Michigan. I'm just getting information on this. But then you had a kid that died up there. I know that when I was in high school, we had a new coach my senior year. And he was that type of guy. You know, new coach wanted to come in. Our coach had been there 30 years. So, you know, he wanted to come in and make a name for himself. And, you know, I think he pushed up too hard. Well, I know he pushed me too hard. I ended up passing out. And, you know, had to go to the hospital or whatever. You know, it turned out I had a kidney issue. And the situation, you know, might have worsened it, you know, because it was, you know, basically I was dehydrating myself. And, you know, you always get told, you know, that water breaks are for punks and this and that. Once again, who made that up? You know, you should want to stay properly hydrated so you can work out longer and harder. But even I was watching, you know, what is that? Remember the Titans? He's telling the guys water is weak, water is for wimps. It's like, what? Wrong with drinking water. You know, like I say, those, you know, those are one of those associations that gets made that's not based on anything factual or scientific. Now, I don't know what's going to go on. The coach has been suspended for a month already. If I were getting risk, we might go ahead and cut ties with him altogether. More than likely, there will be a lawsuit. You know, but man, I don't know. they're recruiting. Recruiting classes are starting to build up too. We got about 2 weeks left until National Signing Day. We'll probably have our group chat open if you want to check out CMT group chat. And we usually stay current on that and ask questions and compare recruits, this and that. Which I kind of like doing better as opposed to, you know, somewhere. I don't know if, like, right around the time, like, recruiting draft comes up, I kind of get excited. It's kind of like, really, your team has all this potential. It's like a, it's like a mixture of fantasy football. I don't know. It's kind of almost like fantasy football. You get to watch where different players are going. You hope guys go to different schools, do better, this and that. You know, like I say, that all the way through the draft, where, you know, you guys got going, guys going to teams. You just, you know, it's more about the paper and knowing who's what and, you know, how fast is this guy and this and that. So it kind of gets a college football vibe off of it when recruiting season starts, or, well, it already started, but when it gets done. Other than that, it looks like let me see here. My goodness. I'm looking at some recruiting news right now. My goodness. It's like Deshaun Watson turned down his Senior Bowl invitation. That's kind of weird. You figure with the way things are stacking up between him, Kizer, and Trubisky, he would go ahead and play. But I don't know. Maybe he wants the last image of himself to be him winning that national championship, which is a pretty big image in his favor. Wow. I'm all over the place today, but now I'm looking at baseball news. We got Jeff Bagwell, Tim Raines. And Pudge Rodriguez. got voted to the Hall of Fame. Wow. It looks like Vladimir Guerrero barely missed it. Wow. Wow, that's surprising. Vlad, for a while, Vlad was one of the baddest dudes in baseball. I mean, he put together a couple of monster seasons. He didn't play especially long, but that's weird. I'm looking at his stats here. His stats look Hall of Fame worthy. 2,500 hits, 450 home runs, with a 318 average. It's weird, though, because you look at all of his stats, they're all very good, but they're not all excellent. You know, he didn't hit the 3,000 hits. He didn't hit 500 home runs. And he didn't get he got 1,496 RBIs. Well, Vlad put together some pretty good seasons. We got 2002. He had 200 hits, 39 homers, 111 RBIs, and 40 stolen bases. And he batted 336. Yeah, Vlad used to be kind of a bad man. But he did not make the Hall of Fame, but Tim Raines did. Tim Raines was a big stolen base guy back in the day. Him and Ricky Henderson, they used to go back to back stealing bases. Yeah, and him and Ricky Henderson, they used to battle for the stolen base crown all the time. And he was a pretty good hitter, too. But he's in the Hall of Fame now. Got Pudge Rodriguez made it in there too. He was a catcher. He used to be very good. I think he won the MVP one year. Yeah, looking here. In 1999, he won the MVP. And also, they got Jeff Bagwell. Bagpipes. Bags. Hmm. Yeah, Bags won MVP. His thing, his career really wasn't that long, though. He only played 14 years. Kind of strange that Biggio actually got in before him. You're also seeing Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens are starting to move up, too. Yeah. Went from a couple of years ago. They were at 37%, now they're around 50%, so I don't know, it looks like they'll eventually get in there. Anyway, let's go ahead and cover the game coming up NFL-wise. I'm going to go ahead and be big conversation. And as you can hear, it's far outside. These lights are starting to flicker, and I hope the power does not go out. Turn. Come on. All right, so we got Pitt, New England, and Green Bay and ATL coming up. I'm going to go against both, man. I think it's going to be the Super Bowl. We're going to get to see the two old school teams. Let's see, a Packers-Pittsburgh, Packers-Steelers Super Bowl. To the two throwback dynasty teams. And I think that out of those two, I think the Steelers will win. And I think Le'Veon Bell will just have a brute of a game, and I think he'll end up getting the MVP.
But of course, I could be wrong.
You know, we had let's see. We had the big game last week. The only one I actually got to catch was Dallas. And that was a pretty good game. Like I said, they were all, you look at those two games, on Sunday, and they're both, you know, within 2 or 3 points apiece. But like the Dallas game, I think the Cowboys are a young team. They will be back. I don't want anybody jumping the gun, you know, saying anybody should be fired. They're a young team. They're going to be back. But the Packers, you know, when you have Aaron Rodgers playing at a certain level, he's almost unstoppable. and that's no matter who you get back there. At running back with them. I mean, I'm trying to look here and see. Let me see. Looking at since November 28th, my birthday, they've won 8 straight games. And Rodgers has passed for 21 touchdowns and only one pick. Well, that's a lot of people now. I'm like I said, this is a team that was, they were coming off of, I think they lost like 4 or 5 straight. So that's pretty damn good, no matter how you look at it. But yeah, like I said, I got those two in it. And then I think they're going to go on to the Uber Bowl. And I'll give my pick for that when it happens. Trying to get a couple of new schedules in for next year. College football. And USC, wow. They're going to be playing all their games straight, though. No off weeks. And then, like I said, they got the Longhorns coming out here to Texas. They got 3 home games in a row, which is, wow. They're starting off with 3 home games in a row, which is pretty wild. They got a lot of home games this year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 home games. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 away games. And then they got the big end of the year matchup against UCLA, who I think is going to surprise people and be a lot better than people think. So, anyway. Mm-hmm. Wow. Looks like Salua Messina, linebacker out of Utah, but his brother is Osi Messina, and he might not want to go to USC with the way things went with his brother. See you guys next week. Peace.